Umitzvah al kol mi shiagia igeris liyodai. There is a mitzvah. Whoever gets good news. In those generations, in the early 1800s, it was by letter. In this generation, it's text message, WhatsApp, whatever it might be. Sheyatriach begufoy umamoynoy l'shaucho ularitzo ulagia lidei abaylim. The Peleoitz is telling us it's a mitzvah to spread good news. Spread good news. Uli mitzvah rabba techoshev loy. And it's considered to be a big mitzvah. If you have good news to share, spread it.
Who decides what's good news?
Well, let's take a question after the recording, please. Thank you. Okay. So I don't think we have to, just to address, I don't think we have to debate what's considered to be good news. Somebody had a baby. Mazel tov. Right? That's called good news. Somebody has a simcha. Mazel tov. That's good news. Right? Lo yaleinu. The things that we don't want to mention. That's not necessarily called good news. The fact that Gemara in Psachim, in the beginning of Masechta, tells us that a person was asked, how is your father doing? Avoy was asked, how's your father? So he said, before you ask me how my father's doing, ask me how my mother's doing. So how's your mother doing? Well, before you ask my mother, ask me how father's doing. What's going on here? What's going on here? And Gemara learns out, don't be one who is mevasi besuris rois. Don't be a person who says words of tragedy, of negative things, of sad things. Now, you have to get the message across. People have to know about it, about, let's say, sometimes unfortunate news, but there are ways to do it in a subtle way, in a written way. For example, you could send a message, you could show somebody a written material, but you don't have to necessarily say it, or if you have to say it in a soft, delicate way. But there's good news. So a person has mitzvah opportunities. Besuris tovus. There's a good besuris tovus over here. The kama mitzvah yisum mekayim. He says, think of how many mitzvahs you're fulfilling. How many mitzvahs you're fulfilling when you share besuris tovus. Number one, gemilas chesed. You're doing chesed. You're doing chesed with other people. Number two, mitzvahs va'afta recha kamaicha. Would you want to hear good news? Would you want to hear good news? Of course. So now you're fulfilling. V'ovid u'mehani l'sameach leiv umlelim u'l'hachiyoz leiv nidkoyim. You know what else can happen when you share good news? It could pick people's spirits up. It could elevate people's spirits. V'yisa brocha mi'yisa Hashem mi'anoshim. Here in the Mashir, number 202, the Peleoitz is encouraging us, share good news. If a person is mesupak, is this called good news? So maybe don't share it until you clarify. Is it good news? Is it good news or not? But once you clarify that it's good news, he tells us over here of the different categories of the milas and the benefits. You make people feel good. You pick up their spirits. Now he actually discusses what we had mentioned, that one should not be one who is mevasib asuras rois. Don't be the person who is giving bad tidings. Mesura ro lo yishom al piv. Sharei omru rabbe senuzal. Ah, he brings our Gemara that I just mentioned. Shemevasib asura, one who is mevasib asura, mar msachim gimel mat beis. Maitzi, he says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Maitzi Diba Hu Ksil. One who says Diba, words of not good things, he's a fool. So sometimes you have to share the news. So once again, you say it in a very idle, sweet way. You could say in a roundabout way. Instead of saying somebody is gone, you say, in a different way, sometimes you can show the person the written, you, if it's written down, You could show the person, someone else, the information. Brings a Gemara Megillah, Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph. Very timely, Gemara Megillah. Shafilu Ashaleach Lechaveiroi Leida Eizu Dover Lashiva Dover. Even if you write a letter to your friend to find out some information, Imachuva Ra, you hear this? Lo Yishivin Adover. If it's bad news, says don't respond. So he says don't respond. The Shein Meshivin Ala Kol. Kimoshi Metzina Bahasuch. We find this by Hasoch, says the Gemara. Who was Hasoch? Hasoch, some learn, was Daniel. Some learn was Daniel. And he didn't want to tell Mordechai the bad news. So he tells over here, Lamaisa, so you have to spread the information. People have to know about it. This piece over here, in Oiz Beis of Besura, the Pel Yoitz is teaching us, when it comes to good news, spread the news in the positive, proper, sneeristic way. That's number one. Number two, when it comes to loyaleinu, we should never hear of not such good news. And these are things we say. We say loyaleinu. It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't come to fruition. So, how do you say something then? People have to know about something. If there are times you have to say something because of a certain necessity, you should say it in a hint, beremez, in a hint, that the person will be able to figure out from what you're saying the information that you need to share. He brings over here, you could also send it through an Akum, through a non-Jew, but don't send it through Yisrael. Sherei Amru, Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. We'll get to Mitzvah Shem in the Amud Yoimi. Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Da'al, very famous Gemara. Da'aloch soni lechavercho lo yisavid. Which means Hillel told the non-Jew that wanted to convert, Da'alech soni lechavercho lo yisavid. What you don't like, don't do to your friend. Dalech sani, don't do to someone else. Im loy shiroitze, shlo yeda pisoim, shosore chacham leif, shiyagid dover v'seder nochen. He says, unless you can't bring it through a roundabout person and this and that, and if somebody has to know something right away, so use your chachma, use your intellect, and say it over in a way, which is, once again, I remember someone told me about the Petira of Rav Avigdor Miller Zatzal. I remember exactly where I was in yeshiva when I found out of his Petira. And a few days earlier, I was in my Maimonides hospital visiting my great uncle, Olav Shalom, who actually was a Kohen also. And I was standing outside the hospital with some relatives, and out of the hospital comes his son, Rav Shmuel Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. So I said, what brings a reshiva to the hospital? Can I give a reshiva a ride home? And he told me his father was in the hospital. And I had in my head, well, okay, listen, Rav Avigdor Miller, he's going to be here when Mashiach comes. Of course, he has to be here when Mashiach comes. That's a shayla, right? He's going to be greeting Mashiach. Never dawned on me the outcome by Rav Avigdor HaKohen Miller of what happened a few days later. And you don't want to spring. I'm just sharing this with you because I remember my friend said to me, Maimonides, unfortunately, didn't work out for the second time. He knew my uncle passed away. And I'm thinking, what is he talking about? So in other words, he broke the ice. He said it slow. He didn't just spit it out. You don't want to say something like that and just quickly say it. You have to go slow. That's what he says over here. Shiyagid dover b'seder nochen, to say it in a proper way. And this applies with any type of besurah, lo yaleinu. We should only hear besurahs toivus, give a bracha to everybody. We should always be mevaser besurahs toivus to each other. We should not have to come on to a practical application of had mevaser besurahs lo toivus.